Yeshua.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about as the journey of Avram Avinu continues. And not only does it continue, last week was more the beginning of Avraham, the entrance to the world of Avraham, the power of Avraham. And I just want to share a thought of this week's parasha. We all know with the angels, Avram Avinu, with angels running outside to find guests. It's very, very strange. It's not so strange to us because we, from kindergarten and from our earliest memories, right? Avram is with angels. He's feeding angels. He's dealing with angels. He's going outside. Like, what's going on? Like, what, it's definitely needs understanding. Definitely needs understanding of what's this business with a man with an angel? What are we supposed to learn with that? Right? What are we supposed to learn from that? What are we supposed to learn from someone, a man being in the amount of pain? We can't imagine the pain that Avram Avinu is in, and he's running outside. Like finding guests, like it sounds, I don't know, it just needs a little understanding. So I just want to share a little bit of a thought, and I want to hear from everyone as well. And I think we see this a lot in Avram Avinu, is there's mission. There's mission. I think that a lot of times, What throws us off, what throws each and every one of us off, is the sense of mission, a sense of purpose, a sense of like, what am I really doing? Like, why am I here? Why am I? Forget about the global question of what am I here on this planet, which I don't think anybody can really. It's not nowadays where anybody can. Can really go to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik can come and tell you, you know, this is why you're here on this world. You're here in this world to do X, Y, and Z. It's very, we don't live in a time. It used to be a time like that where the Arizal, where the tzaddikim could say, oh, your neshama is a Gilgal of this, a reincarnation of this, and a reincarnation of that. And that's why you struggle with this taiva. That's why you are this member of your family. That's why your father's like this, your mother. That's why you were born in this country. That's why you were born to this family, because of your soul. Because ultimately, it comes back to soul. Just, we always have to remember that. It comes back to your neshama. The reason you look the way you look, and the reason you act the way you act, the reason you have certain character traits are because of your soul, because of your neshama. Your neshama, it all begins in the neshama. And then we come down into this world and we have to sort of adjust our lives to our neshama. Nobody here knows how long they're on this planet for. Nobody here knows who they're going to, especially when you're this age, you're younger. It's even harder a little bit because you're not even married yet. You didn't even get married yet. So you don't even know where you're living, where you're setting up your post. And that's why these years are so, so crucial to defining who you are and where you are in your mission. And again, like I said, your mission is not a global mission. It's a specific mission. You get your global mission by your yearly mission. And where do you get your yearly mission from? Your monthly mission. And where do you get, and I'll explain that in a second, where do you get your monthly mission from? Your weekly mission. As I've said to you many times, you want to know how your life is doing? How's your life? Look at your day. Look at your day, and that'll tell you how your life is doing. You want to get a specimen of your global life? Look at today, because it's all a microcosm. When you wake up, when you go to sleep, are you productive? Are you not productive? What are you doing? That defines, as this week's parasha says, "Va'avram v'sara zekanim ba'im bayamim." It's called arichas yamim. Your days, your long days, your days is what creates your life. It's not like, how's my life? I've said this before. You want to know how your life, how's your life going? How's life? Oh, my life is sad. My life is this. No, what that means? It means you're thinking sad. It means you probably had a bad, I have a bad day. There's no like, what's your life? What does that mean, what's your life? What happened to you 7 years ago? It's not 7 years ago. It's how I'm acting today, how I'm responding today, how am I living today? Question, comments, please. Because then I want to tie that in, because I want to get that clear, or question, comments, and then I want to explain that that's Avram Avinu. That's how you're able. Yes, go, Avi.
Quote that says, "How you yes. do anything is how you do everything."
Exactly.
Well, one more time.
Correct.
How you do anything is how you do everything.
Correct. Meaning you have fingerprints on everything. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. Yeah.
You're the way you do things. There's no the way you play basketball, the way you're in your room, the way you're in the base medrash, the way you're in your dining room. That's your life. That's how you're living your life. You're living your life the way you're living us. Yes, Aviel.
Rabbi said, like, I remember, like, just thinking about changing your life is like a very big, like,
correct
topic. But if you really think about it, if you want to change your life, change your day.
Correct.
Then it's much more.
Exactly. It's tangible. Mm-hmm. You could hold it and say, oh, I got to change my life. I got to change my life. Okay. Well, what time are you going to sleep tonight? What time are you going to... Now, that doesn't mean you got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's your decision. You want to get up at 12 in the afternoon. So get up at 12 in the afternoon. So great. So I'm getting up at 12 in the afternoon. Set your alarm. Well, I'm not setting my alarm clock. But that's how you're living your life. The malachim, angels, let's just talk about that. Angels, just want to get it in the... just quote it. Hashalom v'shalva, peace and serenity to the malachim. Why are angels, and I'm quoting from the end of Nikias, if anybody wants to look it up, Perek Yud Aleph, which it's basically talking about jealousy. Jealousy. If a person has what, we all know what angels, what's unique about an angel? What's unique about an angel is mission. Mission. An angel has a mission. Asher kulam smeichim bavodasam ish al makomo. Interesting that the Ramchal uses the lashon of ish al makomo by the angels, but everyone in his place has a task. Vein echad miskan v'chavero. Angels are not jealous. You know why angels aren't jealous? Because they know very clearly what is it that I'm supposed to do. The only time you get jealous of another person, is when you are busy, not in your business. It's not the pshat that you're in somebody else's business. It means I'm not, right? If you're driving a car, you're driving a Corvette, or you're driving, what's a Lamborghini? What's a car that would be okay? You're a Lamborghini. You're not looking at the Hyundai or the whatever it is. I mean, and if you are, well, I mean, what? How do you answer that? If I'm driving, right? So right, exactly. But if I'm driving my Lamborghini, I'm not thinking about anything but where I'm. Who said that? The only time you need, right? You don't need your rear view mirror. There's no rear view mirror in a motorcycle, right? I'm going somewhere. I'm not looking at my past. Good. Okay, that's at least I can understand. I can understand you, a person being you know, thrown off by another Lamborghini. But what happens is, yeah.
Usually the happiest people to see a Ferrari is when you're driving a Lamborghini. It's like, oh, amazing that we both have.
Right. Okay. Exactly. You're okay with that. As Yoshua Benelli said, how come there are no commercials of Lamborghinis? Because anyone who's watching television is not having a Lamborghini. Meaning, you're what's the shot? I'm on my mission. I got things to do. I got money to make. I got people to meet. I got whatever it's going to be. I gotta send the Beis Medrash. You send the Beis, right? Anyone who saw Shmuel Salzburg today, right? So I'm not saying he's in his own. He's in his own plan. He's not. You're in a zone. When you're in that zone, they call it now the flow. You're in flow. You're in flow state. What does that mean? That's Avram Avinu having conversations with angels, because that's the level that Avram Avinu is on. Avram Avinu's sick in bed. Avram Avinu's sick in bed. And again, I think this is the pshat. Avram Avinu's sick in bed, and he's not thinking about being sick in bed. He's thinking about my mission. It doesn't mean he wasn't in pain. It doesn't mean it wasn't hard for him to walk outside in the heat of the day and to bring in people in his home. It doesn't mean it's not hard. But the question is, what are you focused on? Am I focused on the fact that it's hard to get out of bed? Or I'm focused on the fact that I have what to do today? So if I have what to do today, then of course it's hard to get out of bed. Of course it's hard to be nice to my wife sometimes. Of course it's hard to be a good father. Of course it's hard to be a good whatever it is. But I'm focused on that. So then I'm going to do that, even though it's hard. It's not like, you know, we want to, you know, is it, you know, the Binyamin principle, which we have two principles, Binyamin, a double principle. We have to talk that out. Yeah, Mitzvah Shem. Let's talk it out. But what was I saying? I'm being nice to myself. I'm not being nice to myself. I'm healing. I'm not healing. I'm this. What does it have to do with anything? Yes, I'm healing. Yes, I love myself. Yeah, but why am I doing nothing? Why am I doing nothing? Why am I not connected to my mission? Why am I not? Ask yourself that question. Don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied with yourself. Be satisfied with yourself. That's the Binyamin principle. Love yourself, but don't be satisfied if you don't have mission. Now, your mission could be, I got to find my mission. That's also okay. You don't have to, there is no right or wrong mission. But at least I could say, my mission right now, right? You could say, my mission right now is I had a tough, you know, I spoke to someone today. I said, your mission right now might be you gotta take it slow. That might be your mission. That's okay. You might have to take it slow for the next couple of weeks. Yes, Shmuel.
On the topic of like the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
So, sometimes, like for me, I don't know if other people relate. It's hard to see you're in a Lamborghini from like in the Lamborghini.
Right.
You know, it's so easy to see like the Ferrari next to you, whatever.
Right.
Like, it's hard to see that.
What do you say?
I'm on the side of the highway.
Right, okay, good. But you know what I want to... So just to answer Shmuel, let me answer Shmuel and maybe Chaim, it's connected. You know what? So then what's your... You know what? Know what the problem happens? It's when the guy on the side of the road without gas thinks he's in a Lamborghini. And a guy who's in the Lamborghini thinks he's on the side of the road without gas. I'm not just saying it's a cute mushal, right? That's the easy part. Let's get to the nimshal. What am I saying? I'm saying it's not about whether you're on the side of the road or whether you're in the Lamborghini. It's living authentic, sustainable.
Happiness.
Go, Zach. Let alone.
Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's community. reality, not escape from it.
It's incredible that Zach knows that. That used to be like my bread and butter. That was like my codependence, conversation. Like that was like a few years back. We don't say it enough. If Ari said, what's he talking about? So that means we got to say that more often. Authentic, sustainable happiness. Sustainable happiness. Let alone emotional health. Kolsch game, emotional health. We're not even holding by that. Right, comes from one's connection to reality. Reality is you're in a Lamborghini. Reality is you're on the side of the road. And that's where you start your mission from. It's like when someone once told me, not from one's escape. Someone asked me, Akasha, yes, see. I love it, see.
You might need the Avraham Avinu if you're on the side of the gas.
Correct. Correct. You. Guess what? Welcome. Welcome, see. Welcome. You might need help. If you're on the side of the road. That's why we don't just go into a shul and get a chavrusa and have a beis medrash and learn one-on-one with somebody, which would be great also. That's why we have a yeshiva. That's why we're all here together. So that we can reach out and you can reach out and you can ask somebody who's been there, done that. You could ask someone who's older. You could ask, it doesn't have to be a Rebbe. It could also be a Rebbe. What?
Ask someone who's in the Lamborghini.
Exactly. Ask someone who's in the Lamborghini. And that's the segue to what I was going to say. Someone once asked me, Akasha, right? You smash your rear view mirrors. Look at your windshield ahead. And I think I've mentioned this. So someone once asked me a question. They said, okay, it was actually two people. It was B'Shem Yosef Weiss and Akiva Drazin. They asked me, Akasha, it must have been 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even more. And I said, so Rebbe, you're saying smash your rear view mirrors and look forward and be that guy in the Lamborghini. But what happens if... What happens if the windshield wipers don't work? Let's say it's the fog is coming up. All right? What do you do? You're out of gas. So what did I say? So let's stay in the mushel. Stay in the metaphor. What would you do if that happened to you? What would you? You'd pull, exactly. You'd pull to the side of the road. You'd park the car. Hopefully you'd get to a rest stop. And you'd call your friend. And you'd say, I need help. I'm stuck on the side of the road. But you're going to keep on gazing it and keep on pushing it. But that's mission also. See, people misunderstand. This is where the Binyamin principle comes in. People misunderstand. They say, oh, I'm talking about mission. That means I got to be hard on myself and I got to be mean to myself. And it could be. Could be. I can't answer that. Could be you got to push yourself more. Some people are lazy and they need to push themselves more. Some people, they push themselves too hard. They need to go chill. That's the greatness of figuring out. That's life. And you know what? Sometimes who sent me that quote? Ooh, I don't know. Do I have it here? When there is no wind, Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem, someone just sent me this quote. Yitzhak Grunwald just sent me this quote. He just sent me the quote. If there is no wind, row. When there is no wind, something like that, row. What does that mean? Sometimes it's going to win. Sometimes it's easy to get out of bed. Sometimes you're motivated. So that's the time where you gotta flow with that. You gotta go with that. When it's windy, you could chill a little bit. But some guys who are chilling too much, you gotta push yourself a little bit. And it's not like, oh, so this year I gotta do this, and last year I did this. No, sometimes it's this day, sometimes it's this week. Sometimes it's learning to take care of yourself by giving yourself a break. Sometimes it's time to get on your mission and to say, I'm not giving myself any break. But that's called, either way you slice it, that's what we're talking about
here.
It's individualized. The variables are infinite. They're infinite variables. Infinite variables. And you wish life would be easy on you. And I'm telling you that life will not be easy on you. And that's not a curse. Life doesn't have mercy. When I say life, I don't mean Hashem. When I say life, I mean you're lazy, you're going to pay for it. You have anger problems, you're going to pay for it. You have taiva problems that you're not working on, you're going to pay for it. When I say you're going to pay for it, what it means is things don't just go away. They're not going to go away. You have hurt from your childhood, you're going to pay. It doesn't just go away. It does. Nothing goes away. Now, does that mean that I fix it like that? No, I don't fix it like that. Avraham Avinu, Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, he's our starting off by telling us, yeah, life life, I got to deal with load, right? Me and Nachi were talking about it. He's got to deal with load. He's got to deal with someone who looked identical to him, who was the exact opposite of him. Hanging out with Lot, dealing with his nephew, dealing with ki anashim achim from last week, right? We're brothers. He's my brother. You know, like when you go on the trip with the guys and you're with the chevra, and there's that one guy who just ruins the trip. It's like, get out of here. So like Avram Avinu is like just trying to be good and loving and dealing. He's got to deal with his brother, so to speak. His nephew, who's turning his whole world upside down. Just like we're going to see Yaakov and Lavan. And Yaakov and Esav. If only I didn't fill in the blanks. Know what it is? If only I had a mission. Have a mission. And we could define that more. Question, comments on that? Please.
Rebbe, what's the balance between having it daily versus a yearly goal?
It's impossible to have the yearly. It's impossible to have the yearly without the daily. It's impossible to have the daily without the yearly. You need it all. You need to focus on a week, and you need to focus on a day, and you need to focus on a month, and you need to focus on a year. Sometimes you got to make five-year goals. You have to say, where am I going to see myself at 30? Where am I going to see myself? That doesn't mean you think about that all day, every day. It's like everything. It's like everything, R.A. Right? You spend specific time where you think about certain things. And I can tell you one thing also we learned today. Me and Ruben Yonah Tzadik. Right? The more, yeah. Yeah, you learned today. What's up, Tzadik? Because you'll learn more as you go. You'll understand yourself now. To what degree do you understand yourself now? And as you get older, you learn more about yourself. You learn more from the Torah. You learn more about relationships. It's not a one-shot deal, and then you get it. You learn from your past. You learn, but it's a process. It's a real process of learning to stay on mission. And your mission could change. Your mission could change. There's nothing wrong if your mission. Sometimes you get stuck on the side of the road. That doesn't mean that's it. My life is stuck on the side of the road forever. That's not true. Oh, I was driving fast when I was in 5th grade, when I was in 10th grade, when I was in 12th, whatever grade it is, last year, for this week, for this month. I want to hear more question comments from you guys, please. Yes?
You said if only I had a mission.
Yeah.
You meant that if I had a mission, then I wouldn't have those troubles?
No, you're going to have the troubles. Just you'll be able to overcome your troubles when you have mission. If you don't have mission, then it's much harder to overcome the trouble. That's what I'm saying about Avram Avinu. How did Avram Avinu run out when he's 30? We can't even imagine what that means. Can't imagine what that means. To run out in the sun. He wasn't he was in the Middle East. Boiling hot sun. Why? For what? He's with the Shekhinah. He's with the Shekhinah for what reason? For what reason? Because Avram Avinu had, just like, why is he doing whatever he did with Sodom? Why is he doing what he's doing with Lot? Why is he doing whatever he's doing, right, with his son? He had to deal with his son, the Akedah. What does he do? Everything. If you don't have mission, if you don't have purpose, if you give me a why, I can deal with any how. It's a great book, by the way. Lahavdil, two books. Man's Search, it is. Man's Search for Meaning. You must read it. It's not like, oh, that's cute, it's a library. No. You must read Man's Search for Meaning. And the second, you don't have to read. Man's Search for Meaning, you have to. It's a book that will change your life. It's about the concentration camps. It's about a Yid who created something based on his circumstance in the concentration camps. And then also, there's another great book, if you could, is Start With Why by Simon Sinek, who's also, I think, a Yid. Right, what's the pshat? Start with why. Why? Why are you in yeshiva? Why are you here? Forget about why you're on the planet. You're not going to figure out why you're on the planet. Why am I in yeshiva? Why did I come to yeshiva first year? Why did I come second year? Why am I here this year? Why am I doing, why do I get up when I get up? Why? Ask yourself a lot of questions. Ask yourself questions. Think. Use your head. That's Avram Avinu, by the way. Avinu is use your head. Use your koach of chachma, koach of ma, which is chachma, Yeshua.
We interpret mission as
yes.
goals.
Yeah. So mission, great question. I want to. Yeah, yeah. Missions. So let's divide it into a few. Exactly. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Where,
beautiful.
Where I'm getting to.
You guys mind if I stand up? I get like a little.
Speaking of cars, Rabbi wants to mention the story. Was it a plane?
Yes, I was going to mention that story on Central on Doughty Boulevard. Correct, Doughty, and I made a left on Broadway. Correct. I guess I have to say the story now, but I'll just say it's a cute story. But it was back in the day when everyone started leasing. See, it used to be there was a time, just to talk about like the prehistoric, right, before the war. But basically, there used to be a time where if you couldn't afford a nice car, you wouldn't have a nice car. Nowadays, you could lease anything. So nobody knows if you have money or not, because you just lease it and you get a good deal. I remember a friend of mine once had a BMW because he got a great deal, but who's driving a BMW? It used to be you have to buy the car. Now you lease a car. So Baruch Hashem, I was in that transition time. So I didn't have to. I was in Kollel. I was a Rebbe then, actually. I was in chinuch, always been in chinuch. So who's driving a nice car in chinuch? It used to be, I don't know if you guys, station wagons. I'm supposed to be driving a beat up station wagon or a minivan. That's the way it used to be. Even now in all the shtut, it's like that. It wasn't like that even when I moved here. Now you buy, everyone drives, no matter what. I remember from my first time I saw a guy in Kollel, and a friend of mine, and he was driving a nice car. I'm like, wow, what's going on over here? It wasn't always like that. So I leased my first Honda, and it's beautiful. Everyone should drive beautiful cars. Don't, and that's not my point, right? We leased a brand new minivan, and I leased a brand new car. Yeah, exactly. I actually forgot what it was. Could be it was like a cheap. We could probably listen to the old Sherm. I remember maybe a Honda. It wasn't like a, but it was a brand new car. It came with like the plastic on the visor, and it smelled like it's my car. It's my car. And I drove down one block, everybody, one block. And I made a left. I'm down Doughty. Anyone from that area knows exactly where I am. Central Broadway Doughty, not on the 878, parallel to the 878. I'm driving down. I'm going to Yeshiva. I'm making a left. Sometimes I used to go down, what is that, that block? McNeil, or I was going to 878. I think I was going 878. Very good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like this, I make my left, and I stand, and I'm fresh in my new car. When else does it get better than that? I don't think I took the plastic off the visors yet. I had like 343 miles on the thing. I'm feeling like king of the world, right? I make a left, and then I made the biggest mistake, not the biggest mistake of my life, but I guess it's great because I've said this a few times when I speak, and I speak about this. That's why Shua remembers it. I make my left, and I'm great. And instead of keeping my eyes straight ahead, what did I do? I looked at the car next to me. A minute later, I'm looking at the car next. Why am I looking at the car next to me? I had my grandfather, just parenthetically. My grandfather my father was from the old generation, so you can imagine my grandfather. I remember as kids driving around, he'd drive this long, anyone who knows cars, this long Lincoln Continental, like a long Lincoln Continental. And he used to wear as a grandfather those big black glasses, like on your glasses, you know, those like sunglasses, those visor. Now they're probably cool. Back then it was like, whoa, what's he doing? Those big things. I remember him going like this, ready? And we, as kids, we would drive and pull up next to him. And we'd be beeping the horn, Zadie, Zadie, woo! Like you can imagine. Like an old lady, you know what I mean? Like an old man, driving the car. And we were like, what's going on over here? Maybe 10 years ago, was it here in Yeshiva Yehuda when I had the Ein Fall? It could be it was either here in Yeshiva. No, I think it was in Shir Yashiv when I was giving Shir where I had the Ein Fall. Back in the day, they didn't look all over the place. He didn't look all over the place. Do you know in Kelm, I think, Rabbi Hollander will correct me if I'm wrong, you would be embarrassed. What's the story where the band came in and played or something? And no one, right? Something like that. And no one, No one, could you imagine if a band walked into the Beis Medrash behind all you guys, behind everyone sitting here, and started playing, and nobody would turn around? Because I'm going to turn, right? What's that thing? You go to Manhattan, you go to, you know, you sit in the Times Square, and you go like this. What's going to happen 10 minutes later? You'll have 50 people going this. Why? Because I did that. What? I'm going to look over there because there's a noise? Vayisa eino vayar. They say about Avram Avinu, this week's Parsha. Vayisa enav vayar. Why does it say Vayisa enav? He lifted up his eyes to see. What do you mean? Why didn't he go like this? Because I don't just turn my head wherever I got to turn. I decide if I'm looking somewhere. I'm deciding if I'm looking somewhere. My head is not going to, my ears are not going to define it. For me, I'm going to make a decision. Am I lifting up my eyes to see? That's called mission. Of course, that's a high level. We might not be at that level on that level. But when I looked at the car next to me, what was my first thought that I had when I looked at the car next to me? Tell me the first thought that I had.
It's a fancier car than mine.
Why didn't I lease that car? Which is normal. That's a normal reaction. Sin of walking into, is it good? It doesn't matter good or bad. It doesn't matter good, bad. Whatever it is, the point is you walk in, you buy your new suit, you buy your new tie, you this, you come in Friday night, or you come into the meal, you come in, you put a little cologne, you're smelling all good. I'm all that, and all you need is the guy next to you who came in, who looks better than you, better suit, blah, blah, you're done.
It's so interesting that when we do have those new things is when we notice all other new stuff.
Yeah, very good. You know why? Because that's what Shmuel was saying. Because when you're in the Lamborghini, when you have the kochos, you know who has the most jealousy? This is, oh, thank you, Avi. I'll tell you what you just did. Yeah. Give Avi Shmuel. He just brought the shear in full circle. Ready? Avraham and Lot. There are two ways you're going to go. You know what I love about Avraham and Lot? Lot, I'm sure I could say this. Lot was a big loser. Avram was a winner. Okay, look at the parshas. Lot's a loser. It's not just because we were oymid last year or 2 years ago. We don't refer to Lot. I think I asked my share about this. We don't refer to Lot as like Lot Harusha. He's just a loser. He's in Sodom. You know what I mean by that? Whatever he did, there's something about him. He's like the exact opposite. You're hanging out with the richest man in the world. The world. They had coins. The Gemara says Avram Avinu was Abraham. The five most famous influential people of the world. Ask anybody in the world who's Abraham. Everybody knows Abraham. Abraham. Avram, you are hanging out, and it says, Heshiru, the Gama Heshiru that had Lot become rich because he hung out. You're hanging out with Elon Musk, the Havdol. You're hanging out with Bill Gates. You're hanging out with the greatest of the great. So what's the pshat? What is the pshat? What is the pshat? You know what the pshat is, I think. I think what the pshat is. The pshat is that Avram had the power to be a Lot. And Lot had the power to be an Avram. It's literally what Shmuel and Chaim were saying. Like, am I driving a Lamborghini or am I driving a beat-up car? And I can tell everybody here, I can tell every one of you here, you're driving a Lamborghini. You're driving an incredible car. You have an incredible engine. You have everything. You could end up like Lot. That's not a curse. You could end up saying, okay, that could happen. That could happen. If you don't have mission, if you don't have connection to Hashem, you don't have connection to people, you're not looking for other people. You're self-centered, whatever you'll do, however we'll get into that. But that I think that's what separates the Avrams and the Lotes. Separates, what's your mission? Do I have mission or I'm just following Avram. I'm just following the crowd. I'm just following. Or am I tuned in to my mission? All right, we'll end off over here. I'll do a quick halacha. Question, comments as I'm looking for the halacha. Question, comments?
Very clear, everyone.
Very clear. So what's the take? I'll ask the question. So what's thank you, Reb Zev. Let me ask you, let me ask everyone here. So what's the take home? So what's the therefore? The therefore is get a notebook. Get a notebook. Have a notebook and say November, what's today? 11th, 12th, Monday. Or do the Hebrew day, Yud Aleph, today's Yud Aleph already. Yud Aleph Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Hei. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It does matter the date a little bit. Write a date, write Monday, write Tuesday. Say, what am I doing? What's my plan? And you don't have to write on there 6 a.m., get up 6 a.m. and jog and say all of Tehillim and daven like a tzaddik, a shach. It doesn't have to say that. It could say one thing. It could say tomorrow's Tuesday. I'm going to the beach tomorrow. Where's Shui? Shui Lee for everybody. Shui. It doesn't have to say, right? The last time we spoke about it was about going to the beach. You know, and I mean this for real. I namish mean this for real. For you, it could be if that's your mission. I've said this many times. If it is, you're watching. I've said that it's the guy who's watching 4 hours of whatever he's watching of Netflix, whatever he's watching, versus a guy who watches 2 hours. The guy who's watching 4 hours could be in better shape than the guy who's watching 2 hours because he's deciding on Tuesday, I'm watching for 4 hours. That's what I'm deciding to do. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to play chess with Reb Zev. It could be whatever that is. Whatever that mission, it could be. I gotta sit in the base medrash. When I saw, I'm inspired. I was very inspired by Shmuel today. I'm being serious. And I'll tell you why. It doesn't mean that tomorrow. I don't know. But something told you mission today. There's no question about it. I have no doubt. I didn't speak to him about it. Something said, this is what I got to do today. And it doesn't mean he's going to do it tomorrow. Can I tell you why? Because just because you won a championship last year doesn't mean you're going to win a championship the next year. Just because you had a good day today doesn't mean you're going to have a good day tomorrow. It doesn't just happen. That's what happened. It just happens. It happens to me that I hung out with Avram, so I became rich. Yeah, you live like that, correct. You ain't going to be rich. But Avram... Zakein, Avam Vesara, Zakein, and Bayim Bayamim, you have intention. And you go out in pain and you do your thing through thick and thin, then you'll become something. Yes, then you'll become something. Then you'll become something. Mr. Berkowitz tells his friend, he's always late for davening. Look at this guy, he's always late for davening. He doesn't realize that talking Lashon Hara about Sruli and such is worse than him coming late for davening. The irony of talking Lashon Hara is we think that we're all, I'm all that, look at this guy. The fact that you're talking about this guy already makes you, you already have to ask a bracha from that guy. Because you're, the fact that you think you're already better than somebody. Obviously it's normal that we want to sometimes flex our own muscles of who we are, but not at the expense of putting down someone else. There are two ways. They say the Maisa, I think it was, I don't know if it was one of the Slonimers, but I think it might have been where one of them had a brother who was taller than the other brother. And the older brother used to force his other brother to stand whenever he was with his friends. He would tell him, stand in a lower area so I could be taller and bigger than you. So one of his friends came over to him and said, why do you have to tell the guy to go in a lower place? Why can't you just go in a higher place? Why do you have to put someone else down to feel big? Why don't you feel big? And then you don't have to put anybody else down. Shol bizocha to that. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life. Thank you, everybody.
Beauty.